So let's review. Our share began with the Gemara referring back to the Mishnah, which said, "Zeha klal, kol oisim melacha umalachta miskayemes b'shabes chayev. One is chayev only for labor that endures." The Gemara adds, "Zeha klal la'asui imai." It teaches that one who carved out a cavity of 3/4 kav in a wood block, which can accommodate a cavity of 1 whole kav, he's chayev, even though he plans to enlarge it. But since most people will leave it at that, it is considered an enduring melacha. The next part of the Mishnah was, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hamake Bekurnis Ala Sadin, Bishas Malacha Chayiv, Memnei Shuka Mesake Malacha. If somebody hits the hammer against the anvil, he is also Chayiv. After rejecting the possibility that he's Chayiv for practicing how to hammer, the Gemara concludes, Abayev Rabbi Darmit Havayu, Shekain Miryade Di Tasi Mishkan Oisinkain. The people who hammered the gold sheets of the Mishkan would bang an anvil every once in a while to keep the hammer smooth so that it wouldn't damage the gold. The next Mishnah speaks about plowing and related activities. Zok the Mishnah. Hachayrish kol shuhu, hamenachish kol shuhu. The Mishnah says that one would be chayav for plowing or weeding, even the smallest amount. Hamalaket eitzim, hamalaket asavim. When one collects wood or grass, the shear for which he is chayav depends on his attention. If he is trying to improve the area he is picking from, the shear is a kol shuhu, because it's a telad of chayrish. If he wants to use the wood or grass, the share will be larger depending on the specific use. The Gemara explains. The reason a person is chayav for plowing a tiny amount of land is chazi lebizra dekar. It can be used for planting a single pumpkin seed, which is similar to the planting of single stalks of herbs that they did in the Mishkan and making the dyes. The Gemara cites a brisa, when weeding or pruning, the share for which one is chayav depends on his intention. Im liyapis is a karka kol shein. If he intends to improve the land, he's chayav for a tiny amount. If for other uses, it would depend on what those uses are. The Gemara asks, Atakula leili yapis the karka ninum? Isn't the land going to be improved regardless of what his intention is? Shouldn't that mean that the shear should always be a kol shuhu? The Gemara gives two answers. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tavayu ba'agam shanu. This Bryce is speaking of when he cut these reeds from a swamp, which is not improved by pruning. Abaya Omar, he is pruning his neighbor's land, from which he does not benefit, making it a davar she'ein miskaven. He has no intention to improve the field. Although he knows that his action will improve the land, it is not asur because it's a psik reisha deloy nichale, an inevitable result that he does not benefit from, and he is potter. We continue with the next Mishnah about the Malach of Kaisiv, writing, Zog the Mishnah, HaKaisiv Shtei Oisiyas. The Mishnah teaches that one is chayav for writing two letters with whichever hand, right or left hand. The Gemara asks that, Ein derech ksiv bekach. Why would somebody be chayav for writing with their left hand if that is an unusual way to write? The Gemara gives two answers. Amar Baya, b'shtei yada, we're talking about an ambidextrous person. Rabbi Yaakov b'reid de bas Yaakov amar, ha'mani Rabbi Yosi. The Mishnah assumes, like Rabbi Yosi, that you are chayav even for making marks which can be done with the left hand too. It does not have to be letters. The next halach in the Mishnah was, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if he wanted to write a longer name, but only wrote the first two letters, which themselves make up a shorter name, like Shem Mishmul or Noach Minachar, he is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda limits this halacha to two different letters. However, in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda quotes the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Gamliel, that you can even be chayiv for writing two letters of the same letter, like Gag or Rar. The Braisa quoted Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He is only chayav if his malacha is lasting. The Gemara explains that this means that he has to write the entire name he had planned on writing originally, unlike the Tanakam who held your chayav for writing Shem when you intended to write Shimon. The Gemara now goes back to the case of Shem Katan Mishem Gadol, such as Shem Mishimon, and asks, Mi dami mem de Shem sasim mem de Shimon pasuach? How can one be chayav for writing Shem from the name Shimon if the mem in Shem is a closed mem, commonly known as mem sofet, while the mem in Shimon is an open mem? How can writing Shem with an open mem be considered to be worthy of lasting? After all, the Braisa warns that we have to be very careful to observe all the details of how to write a Sefer Torah, including where to put psuchas and stumas, which sections to write it as a shira, and what type of ink to use. The Gemara answers that we are assuming like the one Tana, holds that an open mem in place of a closed mem is considered a kosher letter.